This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The death toll for the massive tsunami has reached an estimated 21,000 people. Tidal waves crashed ashore in many Asian nations. The waves were spawned by the world's biggest earthquake in 40 years. The quake was a magnitude 9.0 and was centered off the coast of Sumatra. Thousands of people were swept away by the walls of water, which destroyed villages in Sri Lanka, India, and Indonesia. Thailand's southern beach resorts also were badly hit, and the Thai government has been evacuating tourists from the area. Rescuers continue to search for survivors, and aid is pouring in from around the world. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The Indonesian island of Sumatra bore the brunt of yesterday's catastrophe. The epicenter of the quake was just off the tip of the northern Sumatra province of Aceh. There, a double dose of misery, first from the earthquake itself, which caused buildings to crumble, then from the massive waves which followed, sweeping away many villages and their inhabitants in the low-lying areas along the coast. Banda Aceh, the capital city of the province, was especially hard hit. Initial reports say more than 1,000 people died in Banda Aceh alone. Most communication links with Aceh are still down, and many airports in the region have been damaged, hindering relief efforts. Survivors from Indonesia to Sri Lanka described walls of water more than 30 feet high, rising up early Sunday morning local time. Some say they noticed the waves building about a half hour before the first tsunami struck. Others say the first wave hit without warning. This man, Rajan, was in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu.
After the earthquake, when we were sitting in the home, suddenly a big wave came. It was so big that people who were near the sea had no chance of survival. It came with great force. Many children playing at the time died. A lot of old people have died. About 10 children who were playing at the beach are missing.
Sitmini Pereira works for the relief organization World Vision International in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. She says there is widespread devastation on the island, with many people along the coast displaced.
In the coastal belt, they don't have a particular place to go to, so they're just trying to seek refuge in a higher elevation, and mostly it's a church or a temple, and they're under trees, and they're just sitting there wherever they can, and their houses have been washed away. It's just land, and you can just see the remnants of their homes and just floating in the water, which is the common scene right now.
Aid agencies are appealing for help to deal with the aftermath of the disaster amid warnings of the threat of disease. Sri Lanka's President Chandrika Kumaratunga says any and all aid is welcome.
The entire region does need outside support. We have, you know, at a time like this, what you need is food, medicine, very urgently, doctors, medical care, because what can happen is, in addition to those who have died with the initial shock, there will be many others who risk very serious harm to their health, maybe even death, through disease.
President Kumaratunga told the BBC that her country simply wasn't prepared for a disaster of this magnitude.
We have set up a disaster management unit in the Ministry of Defense and in the districts that have been affected, and the officials and others have moved into the field. They are trying to do their best. We are short of even helicopters because a lot of places are inaccessible, and the Air Force does not have enough helicopters. The Indian government has lent us helicopters and boats.
People in low-lying areas in Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, and elsewhere have been advised to seek higher ground as a precaution against aftershocks, which could bring more waves. Here in Thailand, the government has evacuated many tourists from the beachfront resorts in the southern islands. The Thai government says at least 450 people were killed, but hundreds more are still missing. And thousands remain missing in Sri Lanka, in southern India, and in Indonesia as well. Most are not tourists, but ordinary villagers, often impoverished villagers, whose lives were difficult enough even before what happened yesterday. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.